And Asia?
Asia, well, there is Thailand, for example, is historically as a quiet country. It's not like a Muslim country like Indonesia, the other places. It's not communist like Vietnam. Thailand is kind of a quiet place, you know. Then there is India, of course. India, if you speak the Hindu language, I mean, I'm saying the spirit. Like, if you know, Hindus are some of the most peaceful people in the world. Of course, later they've been starting killing Christians, but this is because the Christians are provoking them, because they make converts, so they meet every Sunday morning church, so they've been burning churches right and left. But you need to witness, kind of. When I was in India for a few years, it's like you have to evangelize kind of underground. We were evangelizing underground. You know, we were going around using humanitarian work as a cover, and underneath we were smuggling the gospel, and then we were ready to move. Then we never got in trouble because we were like flea by night missionaries, you understand? So that's Asia. And then, of course, there is Oceania, like all the islands in the Pacific Ocean around, which is a bunch of
There are
islands.
many.
You can go there, but keep in mind that you have to check because some islands are fully Muslims, others are Christians, so you have to check the culture. Keep in mind also, like when you move from island to island, you know, they really check on you. They check your passport, you have to take the boat. Like in a place like where we are now, for example, South America, it's a little easier. You know, it's easier to move around. Of course, you still need the passport, the documents, but you don't have to change the language every time, you know.
Yeah, I understand. So you mean in islands, you need to use all the time your documents to move, and it's not so
Yeah, you
easy.
always need to use the documents when you cross
Plus,
borders.
they're so small, you cannot move around much.
But the thing is that there are many ways you can also. Like, if you're in a country who's really antichrist, the devil, antichrist is in control, and it's like that, well, you can also just cross the border, just walk through the border. You know, like they used to do. You come from ex-communist countries, you come from Eastern Europe, you know, people, you just cross the border during communism and just ran to Austria.
They did.
You know, they just cross through from woods through woods. You just get a map, a compass, and look at the moon, and look at the stars, and then you walk, say, 100, 200 kilometers. And you are in another country. You can do that under the Antichrist, understand? But if you're in an island, well, you need a boat to do that. So it's so count the cost.
What about we receive questions about Central America and the islands of South America?
Like Central America, you mean the Caribbeans? I was in the Caribbean and a few islands there evangelizing, and I remember I even got in trouble with the authority because they were forbidding us to preach the gospel.
Really?
Yeah, the police came and said, you cannot preach the gospel here because there was a bunch of Jews who were complaining. We distribute Christian literature, and the Jews complained, so they kicked us out of the island. We didn't go too much trouble, they just kicked us out, just put us on a boat and said, this place, you need permission to preach the gospel. So that was many years ago. That was 1979. I was in the island of, I think it was Curacao and Aruba, over there. These are they're called the Dutch Antilles, they call them. Well, again, the same story like the islands. You know, there are no Muslim islands, no, but you just have to check. The islands are usually more peaceful. Don't go to Haiti. You know, Haiti is hell on earth, you know, that's unless you get a supernatural call.
And Central America countries? No island countries.
Well, Central America countries, you know, there is not a rule for everyone. There is a big problem with drugs and crime and mafia,
Oh, yes,
and you
it's
have to
true.
be careful with that. So, you know, I don't know Central America very well. I flew with the plane, but I never really stopped over there, so I wouldn't know. But I understand there is a big crime with the drugs, but the Lord guides you there. We try to find a place you don't stick out. If you are white, like we are, you have to be careful. Don't go to a place where people are dark. Like we were in Peru for a year and we had to escape because the criminals were after us.
Oh,
They
yes.
thought we were rich gringos. They wanted money, this and that. We went to the police, and the police also started asking for money and everything. So we just prayed in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord protected us. He's our police and our
It's a
sponsor and our
lot of
help.
money, man.
Okay.
So, South America?
South America, where we are. Okay. Well, I cannot speak against South America because that's where we are. We forsook Europe. We ran as fast as we could in 2011.
Well, you just talked about Peru, so tell us about South
And
America.
it was wonderful. Well, the Lord, first of all, we were going to go to Africa. We were considering Africa, South Africa, Philippines, etc., you know?
Yeah. Also in South America, there is a lot of crime. Which are the safe countries?
All right, so like I said, they were in Peru and we had to escape. But they told us there are some cities you can get away with. They told Arequipa, they told us there is less crime and everything if you had to go to Peru. If you are not whitish, very white, and but if you're kind of dark, you get away, like you don't stick out, you know. And that's it. So the other countries, Colombia is a bad place, a lot of crime. Ecuador and Bolivia, exactly like Peru, corruption, like the authority are corrupted. The problem is that with the authority corrupted, they don't defend you from the criminal, understand? That's the problem. The criminal pay them.
Yes.
And Brazil is 50-50. There's a lot of white people, super white, and a lot of black, super black. So you don't stick out if you're white.
Okay.
Depends where you live.
That's good.
Don't go to a black neighborhood because there is this racial problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of crime. Also, they have this communist, socialist governments that they have this idea they have to rob from the rich to pay the poor. So the poor, they get money without working. And because the money is not exactly enough, they have to go stealing. So this kind of government giving money to the poor, okay, what they do in Venezuela, what Obama wants to do in the United States, it generates crime because they get this money from the government and they're very happy to rob the rich. But then with this little money, they get by, you know. But they is not enough, especially they watch a movie, they go to supermarkets, malls, you see all these goodies they cannot buy, so they have to, that generates crime, you know.
So there is not much left of South America and, then, as far as safe
just
countries.
A second. Yeah. So basically, what the socialism is doing is generating a lot of crime in every country.
Yeah, but it's all over, the socialism.
Yeah,
it's
but
all over South America.
Yeah, but in Brazil it's half and a half. You know, there is a lot of crime, but there is also a lot of area which are safe. So you just have to investigate. So when I go to a country, I investigate. I ask everybody, taxi driver, ask the police. I ask people because you get different answers. People don't know what they're talking about.
Yes.
So to really formulate an idea, there are countries like, for example, Argentina, Uruguay, and Chile, the people are very white. Argentina, they're the most white. Argentina, Uruguay, they used to be one country. Okay, the English, they divided it, but they're like one country. And in Argentina, it's more free. You can move around. It's a huge place.
Big.
Uruguay is smaller. Chile, they're white, with tiny, tiny bit dark, but nothing like Peru or Ecuador. So in these three countries, if you're white, you don't stick out. Argentina, you don't stick out at all.
Yes, it's
Argentina,
true.
Uruguay. Argentina has the advantage you can move around a lot. Chile is just as organized as Argentina, if not more. Everything is like comparatively to Peru, etc. Super clean. The police is not corrupted. They do a good job.
Yes.
They keep the criminal under control. So these three countries, I can say, if you're white, consider these three countries.
Okay, what about Africa?
Africa.
I know there are many Muslim countries, but what about the rest? There are some Christian countries.
Yeah, Africa is like the most potential in Africa if you're white is South Africa.
Okay. Okay.
The problem there is a lot of black people, the majority. I don't know if you think it's 90%. And they really hate the white because the white kept them in apartheid for a long time. And they have these racist things, you know. The same thing that is happening also in the United States. You know, the black are really hating the white, even though the black are getting the money from the government, etc. Anyway, the best place in South Africa, I have one of our brothers, you know.
Yeah.
One of our brothers, he moved there, a missionary. He got trained with us and was with us for 9 years or something.
Yes.
He's an American and he now is a missionary. He's married and he has children. He's still a missionary, God bless him. Doing a good job in South Africa and he is in Pretoria. And he told me that Pretoria, the capital of South Africa, it's the most safe because there's a lot of police because all the embassies are there.
Oh,
there's
yes.
a lot of police. So you can walk around pretty safely.
Okay. All
right. In other towns of South Africa, to be very careful because the black people are very much into raping the beautiful white women. So that's the mentality.
Hmm.
And they're stealing, robbing, they assault houses.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they assault houses. And they see there are many houses with guards in front of the house, which is something we found also in Peru.
Peru, yes.
Peru,
private guards.
Many, many houses with the barbed wire around, electric wire, guards in front. I mean, Peru is my goodness, it's amazing. Africa, you have to be very careful if you go to places like where there are the Muslims. Muslims are usually minority in Africa, except if you go to Northern Africa. Then if you go to Mali, Sudan, they're a majority. And they're trying to exterminate and kill every Christian they possibly can. In Nigeria, there is a minority of Muslims. They think they have to kill their enemies. You know, they have this jihad idea that Islam spreads by killings, you know.
Yeah.
Where Christianity spreads by the love of Christ, salvation, love of Jesus. Islam spreads by, you know, Muhammad taught them to kill. Chop off everybody's heads who doesn't convert to Islam. So you judge which the true religion is. So be careful the countries in Africa.
Okay, what about Canada, Alaska, Mexico?
Everything around the United States, right? Right. United States try to get out because it's going to get worse and worse. Well, Mexico is kind of like South America, okay? There is a drug problem. Stay away from the border. You know, the border with the United States is the crime is semi in control. Mm-hmm. And they kill people by the dozens. Of course, they don't go around killing just anybody in the states like that. You know, you have to be involved. There must be a reason. But anyway, in any case, I would stay away from the border.
Yes.
Other than that, Mexico is like a South American country, so you can go there. It's not Babylon, America. Okay.
And North, Canada, Alaska?
Well, Canada is just shining shoes to the United States. They're kind of, they feel inferior for this big, huge monster full of dollars down south, but now it's full of debt, of course. And you said Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alaska is the North Pole.
I know, but people were asking about Alaska.
Well, listen, that's the United States. I wouldn't go there.
Yeah,
why in the world
true.
You want to go in a place, freeze to death, for what? How are you going to survive this? You have to organize lots of heating, houses, and if any emergency that happens, you're going to freeze to death outside. That's the last place I would go.
Okay.
Why in the world you have to go to Alaska?
Next, let's go to Australia.
Okay, Australia, well, Australia is like a trailer being pulled by England.
A trailer? You know,
it's like it's being towed around by England. Wherever England goes, little Australia, I think there's 13, 14 million, so I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's a super small place.
But it's a huge place to run around, no?
Well, no, 90% is only desert.
Okay, yeah.
It's huge in desert. It's
okay,
nothing.
Okay.
I mean, if you like the desert, yeah.
What do you do?
No,
in
it's
the
actually a very small place. If you like, in other words, livable.
For living, yeah.
Yeah, Brisbane, Sydney, those kind of places.
Okay.
Australia, plus that's the West. See, Australia fights every war that England is, that America is, and especially England.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whatever, you know, when the England sneezes, they sneeze. Talking about the politician, okay?
Okay.
The people, there's a lot of sweet people. I remember I had a missionary working with me in Rome. I think it was in 1976. We went to Rome together. He was from Australia. We were working together. Sweet brother, we were telling jokes all the time, talking about kangaroos and everything.
Actually, we have some dear brethren right now in Australia who are preparing to get out, to move from there.
Yeah, they want to get out, actually.
Yeah.
They got the wind that the time to get out has come. Well, God bless you. I hope this will be a blessing to you.
Amen.
Sorry I cannot help you more than this. That's as far as my knowledge and revelations and wisdom goes.
Thank you.
And I wouldn't want to say something which I don't know about. The rest, easy. Go to the Holy Spirit. He will tell you whatever is missing. The Lord bless you, brethren. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Would you like to read a scripture?
Amen.
And salute our brethren with a scripture. Isaiah 30:21.
Yes, amen. And I want to tell the brethren, anybody who has questions about anything specifically writing, we will pray and we will do our best to answer you in Jesus' name. So we close with Isaiah 30:21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Amen.